With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Sections of six major highways have been closed and one person died due to floodwaters after heavy weekend rains in northwestern Wisconsin. In Ashland County, the body of a man was found near where his truck was parked along a flooded road. A state of emergency was declared Sunday in Douglas County. The National Weather Service says 7 to 12 inches of rain fell on the region, with the worst damage reported in Ashland, Bayfield, Douglas, Iron, Price, and Sawyer counties. Falling trees damaged several homes in Sawyer County and the Lacouturay Nation. The Brule and Nemadji Rivers had topped their banks. The population of a popular sports hunting bird is down, and researchers are considering why that's the case. Ken Kroll has more.
Roadside ruffed grouse surveys completed this spring showed statewide drumming activity decreased 34% from a year ago. The decline does not follow the generally predictable grouse population cycle, but a DNR researcher says this year's drumming observations do fall within the normal range of variability of the grouse cycle. The downturn was seen in both the central and northern forest regions of the state. These two areas comprise a primary grouse range in Wisconsin. DNR upland wildlife ecologist Mark Witeka says the downturn was a bit of a surprise.
The decline was actually not expected as part of their cycle. We anticipated the population to be increasing over the next couple of years. Usually the populations peak in years that end in zero, so 2000, 2010. So we anticipated the next peak to be sometime around 2020. So the decline over the last year was a bit unexpected.
Witeka says even after years of study, he says they don't have a real clear reason what drives up and down the population cycle.
Beyond the 10-year cycle, we know there are a number of factors that impact grouse populations, from nesting conditions, wintering conditions and snow depth, food availability, habitat quality, and also disease as well. So at this point in time, we can't point to any factor or any combination of factors and say that that was definitely the cause of the decline.
Earlier this month, Witeka said the DNR is studying a possible link between West Nile virus and grouse population declines. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. The Alzheimer's Association and others are encouraging families to talk about memory and cognition concerns sooner rather than later. The Alzheimer's Association Rhinelander Outreach Specialist Julie St. Pereire sat down with WXPR's Ken Kroll about keeping your brain healthy and ways to take action. The association has a report called 10 Ways to Love Your Brain.
Really focus on the importance of physical exercise, cognitive exercise, which is a fancy way of saying brain exercises, diet and nutrition, as well as social interaction with people.
These are things that everyone could do in their, without too much bother, right?
Absolutely. And these are things that we really encourage people to start to do early on in life.
St. Pierre says it's better to have a conversation with someone starting to show memory difficulties sooner rather than later.
We do know that people really should trust their instinct, and if they're noticing changes in a loved one, that having the conversation about the symptoms that they're seeing is really important, because there's many things that can affect how our brain functions as we age, and some of those are reversible and treatable.
More information is at WXPR.org, including contact information for the Rhinelander Alzheimer's Association office. A report finds the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain revealed that its nursing home received 5 stars as part of its annual performance rating. The Iron Mountain-based VAMC's announcement came after VA extended its unprecedented 18-month record of transparency disclosures by making public for the first time its annual nursing home ratings for every facility in the country. Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center spokesperson Brad Nelson says their facility was highly rated in the report.
With the release of this, it does show that the Iron Mountain VA nursing home, or what we call our community living center, is a 5-star rated facility, which means it's one of the top. In fact, we are ranked 10th in the nation among the 135 VA nursing homes. So we're very pleased with that.
Nelson says the overall star rating for VA's nursing homes, compared to the more than 15,000 private sector nursing homes rated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, shows the VA has a significantly lower percentage of 1-star or lowest rated facilities than the rest of the nation. Crews resumed their search for a 13-year-old boy this morning who went missing Sunday in Silver Lake. Search and rescue boats arrived back at the lake in Portage just before 8 a.m. Columbia County officials said earlier today that the search and rescue mission was now a search and recovery effort. Our forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 56. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 76. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 53. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.